Creative Conflict Resolution. Welcome to the 5 Saturdays Train the Facilitator Learning Experience. This is Dr. Dave, your facilitator. In our time together, we will discuss creative conflict resolution to help you work through situations where conflict is taking place in the workshop. Our topics include the following. What is conflict? Attention and awareness. Engage with empathy. Moving on. Face it, be it, talk to it. Learning objectives. At the end of this learning experience, you will be able to embrace conflict as a growth opportunity, develop awareness and attention to conflict, engage conflict with empathy, help others develop a way out. People. We work with people, and we can be challenging at times. Both young and experienced present different challenges, and you have to be aware to respond appropriately. However, we can choose to be combustible or loving in our experiences. What is conflict? Conflict is intrinsic to our human existence. Our storied lives are boring without it. A healthy response produces fruitful outcomes. Embrace it as an opportunity for growth. Productive conflict. Productive conflict is rooted in trust, provides an atmosphere of creativity. Listen and respond productively to the ideas of others. Find common areas to agree and work together. Stay flexible and adapt. Attention and awareness. Use mindfulness. Be aware of the present moment. Observe the dynamics and interactions of people around you. Never be alone. Always be in partnership when you're trying to resolve conflicts in the workshop. Be intentional around your surroundings and be aware of who's with you. And most important, practice being a servant leader. Engage with empathy. There are a few different ways that we may engage and respond empathetically. When we engage with empathy, look to see if people are responding with ignorance, where they're unaware or they're just avoiding what's going on. Most people would avoid the situation and back away. Look to see if they're responding with passion, where they want to support their own individuality to respond according to their own experience. Look to see if people are responding with aggression and they're being defensive or offensive in response, and they push back against the offensive behaviors. Feedback. There are a few postures that you could take. You could be the provider, where you speak the truth calmly and empathetically, but provide clear and simple details that would help improvement. You could be on the receiving end, where you listen and put your feelings aside to grasp what needs your attention. Reframe what is said with compassion. You may be in a posture of embracing feedback from another. Take it in and do not defend yourself. If one person says, you are a horse's ass, forget about it. If two people say, you are a horse's ass, think about it. If three, then get a saddle. Know that you could always become better. You may be in a posture where you're receiving feedback to help you grow. Know that you can always be better. Moving on. Be compassionate. Be tender towards the aggressor or receiver of aggression. Have a big heart. Be helpful through our understanding and actions. So feel and identify. Seek ways to know what that hurt is like and ask, how can I help to provide healing? Enable everyone to feel relevant. Be open, immediate, and available. Face it, be it, take it on. Who are the people in your life with whom you fight? Who do you avoid fighting, and why? Is there a worthy opponent in your life? Who do you trust to help your skills develop? You've reached the conclusion of the Creative Conflict Resolution Workshop. As you work in a team, strive to experience collaboration with others to produce the next product or service. Thank you for setting aside time to enrich your community and life. Until next time, continue to share joy, wisdom, and good fortune.